Now, welcome on the call, the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Tony Trisciano. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Congratulations to you and your guys. Really impressive performance in a hard-fought, well-played game with William and Mary. You guys come out on top 14-6. What made you most proud about the way your team played?
Oh, yeah, just real proud of our players and staff, just the way we played one snap at a time. You know, Coach London has a really good football team at William Mary, and it was a hard-fought 60-minute game. And, you know, we knew that points would be tough to come by and that turnovers would be important in the football game, and they were. You know, fortunately, we were on the plus side with two takeaways. And as important as the turnovers are, so is the response after the turnovers. And so, you know, the way we responded in that first quarter after we fumbled the ball, in our first possession, moving down the field, you know, we responded defensively with a goal line stand and kept them off the board. And it was, that was a big play for us and in the game. And it was a great game though. Really, it was an awesome atmosphere here for Parents Weekend. You know, we had like 13,000 fans here behind us, and it was awesome energy, and just real proud of the players and the staff for the job we did against a really good football team.
Defensively, you talked about the big stop there in the first quarter on that fourth down play, and then the whole way you've been married to field goals while your offense, before your offense was able to get some footing. How impressive was that defensive effort against William & Mary's attack to be able to hold them to just 6 points?
Yeah, it was huge, really. You know, the way we dug our heels in defensively, I think there were three red zone trips. You know, they came away with 3 points and three red zone trips. You had a turnover down there, the goal line stand. So, you know, it was big. You know, it was a big test for our defense. You know, they do some really good things on offense. They've got talented running backs, and, you know, I know, you know, Yoder didn't play, but I mean, Emo and Lucas, those guys can carry the football, and so can Darius Wilson, and they're a good front. So I'm real proud of the job our defense did.
First question this morning from Kevin Marshall. Go ahead, Kevin.
Coach, the standouts on your defense so far, the big names are there. Who are you most proud of? Who has made the biggest improvement on the defense, Coach?
Yeah, you know, Caleb Curtin, Jaden Dennis, those guys have made big plays for us. Marvin Pearson, you know, those are some of the obvious guys, right, that you mentioned. But Marco Paterno, he's a redshirt freshman linebacker who's really been getting better every week and making a lot of plays for us. You know, our linebacker room, you know, we took a hit with an injury to Nick Velos, who was a veteran, you know, earlier in the season here. And Marco Paterno and Brandon Tyson are two redshirt freshmen. So these are two very talented linebackers. They're both really good players, but they're seeing some things for the first time. And so Coach Vance is doing a great job coaching those two young linebackers. And William and Mary offensively, that is a huge challenge for the linebacker position with the amount of eye candy, motion formations that they do and how that affects your fits. I think those are two guys that are, you know, not getting a lot of attention, but really making a lot of plays for us.
Next question, Tony, from Kyle Kendon. Go ahead, Kyle.
Good morning, Coach. You know, when you go into conference play, you talk about, you know, coaches will often talk about resetting. And after you have a couple of tough losses in non-conference play, how do you flip the switch and get to where you're able to build this kind of 3-0 start in league play?
So, Kyle, like, we are a one game a week operation, right? I mean, our goal is to win one game a week. And, you know, getting into conference play was an opportunity for us, you know, with that A&T game early in week three was a chance for us to say, hey, let's go. Like, all of our goals, we're 0-2, but all of our goals and objectives are still right there in front of us. So that A&T conference game came at a really good time for us. And, you know, certainly the you know, playing three in a row, you know, this week, you know, we've got a non-conference opponent, but the goal is the same. The objectives are the same, you know, be 1-0 this week. It's a regional opponent for us. So it's a really good game for us. If that answers your question.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And in terms of having where two of the league games now have been, you know, where they're decided in the fourth quarter, holding off Campbell and then, you know, rallying there to beat William and Mary. How kind of helpful is that to have those sort of games early in terms of building to the next 2 months?
Yeah, it's good. And you throw that Gardner-Webb game in there also, you know, that was another one that really came down to the end where we had to rally back. So we've been a very fan-friendly football team this fall. So been a lot of fun for everybody except for, our coaching staff, right? But, yeah, those are positive. Those are important experiences, especially for a young football team. You know, we've got a really good balance on our team. We've got some veteran leadership, some real good veteran leadership, but we've also got a lot of young guys who are seeing things for the first time. And, you know, for them to be in these types of football games and really understand and believe that it's one snap at a time and you got to believe in each other and play to win the game in the fourth quarter, valuable experience.
Thank you.
Next question. Next question from Bob Sutton. Go ahead, Bob.
Good morning, Tony. Chandler Braboy has been one of your more exciting players probably the last couple of years, but the plays he made down the stretch there Saturday, has he just become more and more part of the offense these days? And what was your kind of takeaway from the things he was able to do in that game?
Yeah, it was great for Matthew and Chandler to be able to hook up the way they did on Saturday. We've had, we've taken some shots in some of the earlier games and we haven't been able to get the ball down the field and get Chandler involved that way like we have in the past. So it was great to see them connect on Saturday. And, you know, when you got a new quarterback and, you know, just building that camaraderie and rhythm with a receiver is important. So it was great to see on Saturday those two guys.
Chandler, if I'm not mistaken, last year was kind of not – I mean, he was one of your main receivers, but maybe not – maybe the second tier of those guys. Is that kind of the best way to describe?
Well, from a production standpoint, you know, we had a lot of production from Jackson and Bryson. Those are two real talented receivers. And Chandler, now he has the ability to play multiple spots in our offense too. So he's, you know, we're doing the best we can to move him around a little bit because he's got, you know, speed to get behind people, but he's also a good intermediate route runner. And he's a good blocker as well. So he's taken on a different role this year than last year. Last year, he was our just get over the top guy. And Jackson and Bryson were more of the intermediate route runners for us. But Chandler now, he's doing it all for us. And we're moving him around, putting a lot on his plate. So it was nice to see him get paid on Saturday, get the ball in his hands and be able to make some big plays.
Thank you.
I just want to follow up on the big play you're talking about. It's a 7-6 game. You're 3-2 on your own 14, and you decide to go up top. Is that something that you had seen, or is just two guys making a great play there?
It's something that we had planned to do in the game. You do self scouts. You take a look at what your tendencies are, and you know, 3-2. I mean, every defense in the country is gonna make sure they got enough hats in the box to stop the run. So, you know, we felt like that was an opportunity to go try to win the football game. And, you know, it took a lot of courage, but it was a great, you know, great plan by Coach Fulmer and our offensive staff and great execution by the guys up front who bought some time and Matthew and Chandler. It was a big football play.
How did you feel? Matthew didn't put up a lot of numbers there in the first half, but the second half, he was pretty efficient, especially the two touchdown throws. How did you feel like he played, especially in that fourth quarter?
Yeah, he played well. And, you know, William & Mary's defense is super talented. Okay. I mean, they're the number one defense in the country for a reason. And we weren't going to be able to just hand the ball off and march the ball down the field against them. We had to be balanced. We had to get the ball out on the perimeter and Matthew had to make some throws and we had to be able to create some separation on the perimeter for us to win the football game. So the stats weren't, you know, overwhelming, but the production and the efficiency was outstanding and Matthew's showing growth. You know, he's new to our offense, right? We're talking 4 or 5 months now that he's been learning our scheme. So, you know, we expect to see him continue to get better and improve every week.
Before I let you go, just you have another nationally ranked team coming in North Carolina Central this week. Just some comments and the challenges they present for you.
Yeah, Trey Oliver's done a great job building a national championship program and culture at Central. And they're a veteran team. They've played in some big football games, you know, beating Jackson State last year and Coach Prime, as well as the trip they made up to Durham, New Hampshire, and beating a really good UNH team, conference championship team last year. So, you know, they have our attention. They're a veteran team. They're talented. Got a great quarterback who's a dual threat, can beat you with his legs and with his arm. It's a great out-of-conference game for us. They're right down the street, so a regional opponent. It's our get in the game, be the match game. So, you know, honoring and supporting Coach Talley's Bone Marrow Foundation. Both of us, both teams participate in the drive. So that's another cool thing about this game and this matchup. And we're hoping to have another great crowd here at Rhodes Stadium.
All right, Tony, thanks so much for your time this morning, and good luck against North Carolina Central on Saturday.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right.